The Traveler's Journal, January 25th. Giving snow domes a fair shake. Call them snow domes, shakies, or blizzards in a bottle. Those hollow glass or plastic liquid-filled spheres containing figurines and fake snow may be the ultimate in travel kitsch. Solid glass paperweights have been around for many years, but filling hollow balls with fluid started with the French in 1889. An enterprising craftsman encased tiny ceramic models of the then brand new Eiffel Tower in palm-sized glass globes and magnified them with water and fake snow. Peddled as souvenirs of the Paris Exposition, they sold like hot crepes. Artistic water globes began sprouting everywhere, with delicate glass globes being blown by cottage craftspeople throughout Europe. It was an American, Joseph Garaja, who in 1927 filed several patents for the mass production of water globes. His process, in which globes were assembled entirely underwater, revolutionized the snow dome industry. For decades, Garaja's company, Modern Novelty of Pittsburgh, supplied globes and domes of every shape and size around the world. By the 1950s, the world itself was awash in snow domes. From inexpensive plastic mementos of people, places, and events, to the finest glass heirlooms, there's no realistic estimate of how many different snow domes have been filled over the years, but it certainly numbers in the millions. That variety has spawned an extensive and active market for serious, competitive collectors, complete with catalogs, internet auction sites, and a monthly newsletter. For some links, check out our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.